The time now is 13 minutes past 5, past 6 in the Mountain Time Zone. Trying to draw doctors and healthcare professionals to rural BC is a tough gig, and you know the story probably very well yourselves. Despite the beautiful outdoor playground out there, despite lower housing prices, much of this province outside the Lower Mainland just cannot get enough doctors. A traveling healthcare roadshow this week is trying to change that in northern BC, particularly on the North Coast. Sean Morris is guiding the tour. Sean's a medical teacher at the University of Northern British Columbia in Prince George. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So where are you exactly now?
We are in Dr. Peter Newberry's office in the basement of the Rintsch Memorial Hospital in Hazleton.
And why did you choose Dr. Peter Newberry's office?
He's a longtime rural physician who's had an interest in the roadshow for a while. So I met him at a rural conference about 4 years ago, and he asked us to come here. So we're finally here in Hazleton.
So what's the story of the roadshow, the healthcare roadshow?
So the roadshow was conceived 5 years ago at a rural health workforce symposium in Prince George. And the idea was that it would be just a simple grassroots initiative to get healthcare students out of Prince George, give them a chance to see some of the smaller towns in northern and rural BC, maybe do a bit of wining and dining and adventuring and visiting hospitals. And while they're there, go to the high schools and middle schools and try and present healthcare careers as options for those kids, because we know that the high school kids in rural communities have more barriers to getting trained in healthcare professions, but if they do go through that training, they're more likely to return to rural communities.
Have you had success with the healthcare roadshow in the past?
Yeah, I think it's been a huge success. People are always very enthusiastic in community and the healthcare students who come. It's not easy to measure the success of planting seeds so early. So if you convince somebody in grade 9 to consider healthcare career as an option, it's 10 or 15 years perhaps until you really know. And in terms of people's impressions, absolutely, people think it's great. Anecdotally, we've heard lots more chatter in communities after we've left, and I've heard that from many people. We have had some students who've come on the roadshow say that they are thinking about rural practice as an option in a way they hadn't before. I know of one student who just applied for a position as a physiotherapist in Vanderhoof after she saw Vanderhoof last summer, and she hadn't thought of that as an option before. And one of the students on the roadshow with us this year is a med lab tech student originally from Fort Nelson, and she decided med lab tech sounded like a good career option for her after the roadshow visited Fort Nelson 2 years ago.
Any other student near you?
Yes, I've got Quinn Gentles here, who's from Fort St. John and has his own story of why he decided to go into the medical program and why he decided to participate in this roadshow.
Do you want to pass the phone over to Quinn right now?
Hello.
Hi, Quinn. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
And why would you want to be working in that region?
Well, you know, I'm from Fort St. John, and I've spent my entire life growing up in the north. And I've also returned each summer to work in order to pay for my school on my path to medicine. I think the North offers a really unique space, both in terms of its benefits and its challenges. And I think really it's the sense of community, it's the diversity of practice, and the work-life balance that can really bring healthcare professionals to see the advantages of working in northern and rural BC.
Yet how many students do you know who are doing what you're doing and they can't wait to get to the big city?
Well, I think that's for many reasons, and certainly the program is set up in such a way that the majority of students who are applying to medicine are coming out of urban backgrounds, and the majority of the students that are studying medicine are at UBC in Vancouver in an urban setting. But I know that that's been a major push for the development of the distributed medical education program at UBC, not only in Prince George, but also Kelowna and Victoria, is to try and give smaller groups of students the chance to sort of explore these other areas and have more opportunities to explore rural practice opportunities and hopefully end up back there to work.
Why do you think that it's so hard to get doctors to settle in the north, to work, say, in a rural practice?
Well, I think that there's principally two reasons. I think the first one has to do with the way that healthcare is really delivered, and it's a logistical one, where in the larger urban centers there's more sort of specialized options going on, and so a lot of cases tests that are complicated go to the city, and so that draws a greater number of people. I think the second reason has to do with how education is accomplished. So a good example would be sort of my own path. Coming from Fort St. John, if I was deciding to become a physician, I'm looking at going down to a university somewhere in an urban center for the better part of, at the very minimum, that would be 9 years of education once you've factored in residency and such. And you can do some residency programs in rural locations, but you're spending a great deal of time away from your roots and in more rural places. And that's asking students to put their lives on hold in many ways, to sort of hold off on developing, you know, family ties and things like that, because it is harder to relocate. So there are some serious barriers to overcoming, but I think that there's lots of hope, and there are lots of physicians that are meeting that challenge and finding satisfying careers in the north.
What are you hearing from the very rural doctor whose office you're in right now in Hazleton?
Well, you know, he's been very welcoming. He's kind of given us a tour of the facility here, a little sense of the history of the area, and some insight into what makes his own practice so rewarding and worthwhile, to try and encourage some of the students along on the roadshow to pursue similar career paths.
And what do you think makes his practice so rewarding?
You know, I think it's a real sense of ownership and belonging. You know, he's been a big part of the development programs here, and really felt a part of the community, that his practice in a place where you know the people that you work with is really made an impact. And, you know, just feeling really a part of the community and a chance to practice a great variety of things, and yeah, high impact of the work, for sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Quinn Gentles of Fort St. John, medical student. Before Quinn, I was speaking with Sean Maurice. He's a medical instructor with the University of Northern British Columbia in Prince George. And again, right now, this is the end of a week-long road tour through Northern BC to get medical students acquainted with family practices throughout the North.